Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Once again, we welcome from the Smiths Falls Police Service Constable Aaron Tompkins. How are you, sir?
Doing well, thanks. And again, thanks for having me.
You're in for your monthly visit. We have a lot to cover today, and we wanted to start things off by recognizing that today is International Women's Day.
Yeah, so just want to give all the ladies here that we work with and hardworking women, whether it be our frontline staff or everybody in that support or dispatchers or administrative assistants, you name it, we got a whole team of outstanding women. So proud to say we have some amazing women that I work with, and that goes as well for our family, friends, everybody out there. So it's just a day to celebrate and just that equality. So.
Absolutely. And there are a number of women who are on the force in Smiths Falls Police Service as well, Leonard County OPP. And on behalf of the citizens and residents of both those places, I would say thank you very much for your service and keeping us all safe.
Yeah, exactly. So just a day. I mean, every day we celebrate our coworkers, and we're a team, right? And that's how our model works. And it's not just one person. Wouldn't be a successful model without everybody that's behind the scenes. And I'm just proud to say that we have some amazing women that we do work with. So,
for sure. There's a lot to talk about today. It is Fraud Awareness Month, or Fraud Prevention Month, I guess we should say, which is really, it should almost be every month, because there are so many scams out there nowadays. They are targeting everyone too. Like, they used to just sort of target seniors and certain people who were, no, it's everybody who is now a target.
Exactly. And they're very quick. So they'll jump on something that, so the most recent one was the MTO license plate rebates, the stickers that are, they're going to be mailed. So let's just start off with that. Nobody's should receive a text message, a phone call saying, click here to receive your rebate data. Fees may apply. I've seen that one. So we're just warning people again, go to trusted sources. So the MTO in that case is going to be your best bet. Phone the police. That's what we're here for. We can give you as much information as we have. And then there's the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center. So again, a lot of the most common or frequent ones are posted in their top 10 list, if you would. But you can talk to a representative there, or you can send emails and stuff like that. And they will get back to you and say, hey, this is a scam, or this is a confirmed scam, or it's a suspected scam. So be very cautious. But you're right. It's an evolving thing. They're very, very crafty. And as soon as the premier announced the rebates for those stickers, it was literally the next day. People were starting to call us saying, hey, I just got this text. I don't know if it's true or not. So immediately we jumped on it and said, no, this is not the way that they're doing it. We've confirmed with the Ministry of Transportation, and no, this is the way it's going to be mailed. So that's why they're asking people to confirm and verify that their addresses are correct on their driver's licenses. And that's the reason why. So
you've been a police officer for several years, Aaron, and really technology has changed so much in such a short period of time. Like, even if you look back the last 10, 15 years, how much it has changed. It always seems that whenever technology or there's some sort of new invention to make life convenient, people are there to exploit it and to find a way to use it to commit fraud. And obviously, when we're looking at modern communications, whether it be texting, email, so on, this is one area where scammers have really, really focused in on.
Yeah, and I'll throw out a number. So very, very staggering. So last year in Canada alone, so over $379 million was reported by the government in being victims. And that's just Canada. And only 5% of victims come forward and report being victimized or a victim of a scam to police. So that number now jumps into the multi-billions of dollars. And that's just one year. And that's Canada alone. So globally, internationally, you can imagine how much dollars people are being scammed out of. So again, that's why you said that fraud awareness is part of that prevention. So they go hand in hand. So whenever I say Fraud Prevention Month, it's also Fraud Awareness Month. So that's why we try and do our part. OPP, other policing agencies, media outlets, that's why we try to do our part as best we can with the most up-to-date information, because people work hard for the money. And let's face it, everything's gone up in price. Most recently, the gas prices, food prices. So imagine being scammed out of $50, $100,000. We've had people scammed out of millions. So it's very scary how quick and easy it is for somebody with today's modern technology to victimize and scam people. So
it seems like they've gone away from, not entirely, of course, because this still happens, but identity theft isn't as prevalent as it used to be. And now they're looking for those quick scores. They're looking for, you know, quantity over quality, shall you say. And really, they're looking to get, like you said, $50. They're looking to get $100 or whatever. And the way that they do it changes quite frequently as well. But it just seems like they're really shifting to that. And a prime example is the one that you listed off the top there with the returns, the rebates, or whatever you want to call them, that we're going to be getting on our stickers.
Yeah, exactly. So, and going back to a point where you said, I've been police officer here in our community for 18 years. 18 years ago, cell phones really had this archaic internet system. So wasn't as easy. Our scams back then were either door to door or phone calls, right? So now everything is done 99%, I would say, virtually, whether it be emails, Messenger on Facebook, you name it. There's so many different ways. And that's how they've been able to evolve and rapidly evolve if there's a new scam out there and hit as many people as possible before authorities, media get wind of it. And then they'll change and adapt that model or move on to something else, a different type of scam. So they're always trying to stay one step ahead of these outlets such as ourselves, just to keep people off their game and off their guard. Another big one is we had a whole bunch of these, not in the most recent months, but I would say last year, the year before, phone calls 4, 5, 6 in the morning, trying to get people out of that sleep state and saying, "Hey, Bob, your credit card, this is Aaron from TD Bank. I noticed that your couple authorized payments went through this morning. Just want to confirm this." And they're getting people while they're sleeping and half awake and say, "Yeah, that wasn't me. And then I'm going to confirm some details. And then now I have access to your account."
Just like that. And it's amazing the number of different techniques that they use. And we've talked about it in the past. And I know that there have been victims of this particular scam around here. And that is the so-called grandparent scam, where they start to play on people's heartstrings. You know, they start to play on people's emotions. And that particular case, they're throwing all sorts of information at someone about a loved one very quickly. And people just often just react.
Yeah, exactly. So part of our fraud prevention and awareness, we're out in the community, we're doing stuff on social media outlets, doing these presentations out in the communities. So I partnered up, I have a presentation this afternoon with one of our local clubs, and we're talking about frauds against seniors and fraud prevention and awareness techniques. So again, just being out there proactive as much as we can. And we've partnered up with Victim Services of Lanark County, because if I have a victim or a potential almost victim, I'm going to send that person, if they're consenting, to Victim Services, and they're going to give some more wraparound services and how to protect yourself, keep your identity safe, like you said. Lots of services there. So I always try to have as many applicable community agency partners come out and co-present.
And we're going to have more on this as well throughout the month. We're going to have tips from you and from OPP Constable Joe Tereshuk, again, right through to the end of the month on the air, and then also on online as well at lake88.ca. So we thank you for that for sure. Lots still to cover here. We wanted to mention that not only is it International Women's Day, but it's also Social Workers Week, a vital part of our community.
Yeah, so we're fortunate. As you know, we have a mental health crisis response team, so our MCERT program, and it's in partnership with Lanark County Mental Health. So we have frontline social workers, nurses that are responding with frontline police officers, if a person's in crisis, as well as follow-up services. Maybe that person wasn't in crisis, but there's some suspected or confirmed mental health underlying issue, then we can make that referral. So we just want to do a shout out. There's over 20,000 social workers across our province. And this week is just a recognizing their services, what they provide to our communities, and trying to make the mental health stigma go away, and any barriers, they're helping break them down just with us side by side.
Excellent. They really make such a huge difference in so many people's lives, and really sometimes they're unsung heroes. I know that the people who they're helping directly will be very, very grateful and let them know that. But really, it's one of those situations where they're a group in society, a group of workers in society that are there for people who are often in some pretty dark times. And it can be difficult to get that out to the public. So it's nice to have them recognized.
Exactly. They're not the face of the Lanark County mental health model, if you would, right? So these are behind the scenes. They're the frontline workers that are doing those supports. So if you call up to mental health services and say, I'm having some issues with this, chances are you're going to interact with one of the social workers there. They're very good at their jobs. They know their resources. They have referral systems in place, and it's often multi-layered with other services. So again, just amazing what our social workers do in our communities. And we just wanted to say a big thank you and just a bit of spotlight on them and just saying, hey, they're out there. And I know they're very busy and very appreciative of what they do.
Absolutely. And before we let you go, wanted to mention that you polished off the old bowling ball. You got your beautiful bowling shoes. I understand you have an incredible patent leather pair of bowling shoes that you bring out for special occasions, and took part in the Big Brother Big Sisters Bowl for Kids.
Yeah, so we were proud to put in a team this year. I know Angie Beaupre over at Big Brothers Big Sisters been trying to get us to come back for a few years. So we said, you know what? Challenge accepted. We had an amazing team, Chief included. He came out and donned the bowling shoes and uniform. So we raised over $900. So that was pretty amazing. And we saw who the winners were this year. I think it was their fourth or fifth year in a row, but it was Duncan J. Schooler School. So their staff. So we did an internal challenge and we may still throw one out to our local firefighters for next year, just to keep them on their toes. But no, we had a great time and it was an amazing thing. They had protocols set up in place for COVID. Just a lot of the restrictions were still in place last month. So we had a lane to ourselves and spent an hour down at the bowling lanes here in Smiths Falls. So an amazing time. And for a great cause. They, again, another one of those community partner agencies that do amazing work in our community.
And of course, the team led by yourself, Aaron Twinkle Toes Tompkins, right?
That's right. And had my Fred Flintstone moves out there. And I just want to say that we did not break any bowling scoring records. So everybody's, that's safe to say. I think we broke 100, so we were just happy to do that. So
there's a line on Scrubs where Zach Braff's character says he's going over everyone's score, and he's like, "You bowled a 220, you bowled a 180, and I bowled a gentleman's 40, and that's about where I'd fallen, I'm sure." Aaron, as always, thank you so much for being with us today. We look forward to our conversation with you next month, of course. Always a pleasure to have you along, sir.
All right. Again, thanks for having me, and thanks for letting me give these monthly updates. Thank you.
No problem at all. Our guest today on In Focus, Aaron Tompkins, constable with the Smiths Falls Police Service. Now, tomorrow, it is our weekly local COVID-19 update with Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Paula Stewart. You don't want to miss that. If you have a question for Dr. Stewart, still time to get it in. Just email it to us, info@lake88.ca. Just send it to us with the subject line being Ask Dr. Stewart. We'll get it to her by 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, and then she'll answer it live on the air. Thanks so much for listening. Stay safe and have a wonderful afternoon.